and I call them nuisance.
That's a good word for it.
I really don't care for them. I had a young fellow bring me a black, one of these garbage bags full. He was saving all of his Pepsi Cola cans. And I said, well, I was going to take them and sell them, but now I'll take them over to the recycling mm-hmm. and get rid of them for him.
That's good. Did they, what would people around here have called illegal alcohol? Maybe that people up in the backwoods would have made? Would they have had a name for that?
Oh, Victor, what did they? They were bootleggers.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I had an aunt that was a bootlegger.
An aunt, really?
An aunt.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a story to it, too. She was a widow, and she had her family, and she sold the bootleg, Hooch. Is that one name you were looking for?
White Mule.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my aunt sold her liquor to the very big men in Durango.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that I was being tamed.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway.
They're not around, are they now?
No.
Well, then I wouldn't worry about it.
She isn't either. And she spent her time in jail, and she also spent her time in the federal prison because a stool pigeon squealed on her.
Hmm.
Well, I was Democratic committee woman, and I was a delegate to the county convention, and I had my little boy, he was about 3 months old, and bottle baby, and I couldn't very well take him to the convention, so I took him to the jail, and my aunt took care of him,
mm-hmm.
and he spent the day in jail while I went to the convention.
How about that?
And he said, Mother had me in jail before I was 3 months old. But he's never been in jail since.
Thank goodness.
So that's and she survived it, and she was honored very much by all the people that she served.
Did they ever call it moonshine?
Yes.
Can I get you to pronounce that?
Moonshine.
Yeah. And White Mule?
White Mule.
Uh-huh. And
Bootleg Whiskey.
Yeah. Can I get you to pronounce that?
Bootleg Whiskey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I never drank any of it.
I didn't mean to imply that you had. I just wondered if they did it in this area. Did you ever have a get-together at the church when you were growing up where everybody would bring something to eat?
Well, not particularly at the church, but we did at the schoolhouse.
And what would you call that?
We'd call it a potluck supper or a literary society.
Okay.
We had the literary society, and people always, about once a month, had a get-together.
Do they ever call it a covered dish?
Oh, yes.
Can I get you to pronounce
covered dish.
Yeah. How about a casserole? Did they ever call
casserole?
It?
Casserole, yeah. Yes.
They called it that.
Depend upon who had the covered dish and what she had it in.
Okay. Okay. And what would they call a meal where you dug a big pit outside and then wrote
barbecue.
Okay. And in the morning, some people drink a very hot drink.
Coffee.
Yes. Did y'all drink that growing up?
Well, we used to, but you know the funny thing is neither one of us drink coffee at all anymore. We drink hot water.
Was there a sweet pastry that people might have eaten in the morning as well along with their coffee?
Oh, are you thinking of like cinnamon rolls or pancakes
mm-hmm.
or?
Do you ever call them coffee cakes?
Coffee cakes. Mm-hmm. And I made a jillion of them.
What were they made out of?
Well, mine were always, some of them are made with like a biscuit, and they bake it like a biscuit. But I always made mine with yeast.
Okay.
They were lighter, and I always thought more tasty.
Hmm. Okay. Just a little more here, we'll stop. I wanted to ask you some about the ranch now.
Okay.
Can you remember different types of fences that they had on the ranch, what they would have called, or what different fences were made out of?
Well, in some places they had pole fences, and they had these zigzag pole fences.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't ever have that. We had barbed wire, or woven wire,
okay.
Hog wire.
Okay.
And I think that's about the only fences we had. Now, in our corrals, we might have posts.
What would they have called a fence that was made of completely out of wood?
I suppose a
pole fence.
Well, it now, Victor, some of them had their corral fences made of lumber. Mm. Remember, Debs had one of lumber.
Did they ever call them rail fences?
Yes, they did call them rail fences. But I think those are the ones that were